This is our musical reaction, breakdown and commentary analysis of this song under fair use. We intend no copyright infringement, and this is not a replacement for listening to the artist's music. The content made available on this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Notwithstanding a copyright owner's rights under the Copyright Act, Section 107 of the Copyright Act allows limited use of copyrighted material without requiring permission from the rights holders for purposes such as education, criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, scholarship, and research. These so-called fair uses are permitted even if the use of the work would otherwise be infringing. Now on to the Rock Roulette podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Rock Roulette Podcast. That's right, the crazy-ass podcast that took over 1,100 records, stuck them in a list, stuck them in a wheel, and typically every week we spin the wheel. She picks a record for us and we go through it side by side. If it's quick, we may be able to do it in 1 week every once in a while, but typically we yap too much for that. But we go through it track by track and we talk about the lyrics, the music, and the production, and we rate it on a scale of 10. And again, we're just a bunch of guys who wanted to do a podcast, love music, and that's pretty much it. Just having some fun with it. So tonight we have Mark.
Oh, hi, Mark.
What's up, guys?
And I'm Sav.
Ciao, buonasera.
So last week we wrapped up High Infidelity by REO Speedwagon, a massive selling album, which was overall pretty good. I mean, first and foremost, I want to give a shout out to Karen for schooling us idiots on some REM knowledge. We appreciate that. And so hopefully you will like the second episode. I do have to warn you, we didn't like the second side as much as the first. But again, I think overall, we really appreciated them as musicians and songwriters. And obviously the topic of infidelity ran through a lot of the record. And I think the songs that really dealt with it were the better ones, and a lot of that seemed to be on the first side. We did kind of criticize the production. It was a little soft for us. I mean, I think there were some songs that would have benefited from rocking them up a little bit. But again, not too bad. And we do agree that the fact that REO Speedwagon is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is another, let's say, speaking to how silly some of that stuff is. What do you say, Mark, overall?
Yeah, I agree. I found a bunch of songs I liked, even on the second side. There was not, you know, it's not a perfect album by any stretch of the imagination, but how many albums are perfect all the way through?
Mm-hmm. So, exactly.
You know, they had two big songs on that thing, and that propelled that album to 10 million. So you can't say anything when you have a diamond selling album. So regardless, that kind of makes your whole career pretty much. So
yeah, I've really found a newfound appreciation other stuff for guitar player.
Yeah, and they've had other stuff after that, right? That's been bigger hits too. Yeah. So yeah.
Keep the Fire Burning, Can't Fight This Feeling. I mean, so they definitely weren't not a one hit wonder by any stretch.
And Karen, that from one of the REO groups, does know stuff. I don't know anything.
Yes, exactly. So
but thank you for listening anyway.
Absolutely, thank you so much. Like I said, we appreciate it, man, and listens have been steady. Not waver a little bit here and there, but overall, I think we're catching on a bit. So we really appreciate anybody who's listening. And, you know, if we light a fire under you and you want to comment, please school us, whatever you want. Just reach out to us. Obviously, Mark replies right away, as you can tell. So thanks again.
Yeah, we appreciate everybody listening to us. You know, about things we know nothing about. But again, that's the nature of the beast.
Yeah,
we don't always get people we know, so or know very well. Like, obviously, we know REO Speedwagon, but we don't know the intricacies of that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
The band members and whatever news and stuff. We don't really know that. We probably know them from the big hits and evidenced by this record. Like, we know the big hits, but there was like the song on the first side. What was it called again? I forget the name of it.
The one we bashed the production?
Yeah.
Follow Your Heart, I think it was.
Yeah. I liked it a lot.
That was really good.
And like you said, as a guitar player, I like him a lot too.
Yeah. He impressed me. I never really paid attention. I mean, I knew the solo from Keep On Loving You, and I've always liked it, just because it kind of comes on loud and, but again, well balanced. I was like, oh, this is cool. I like the way they did this.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, but I mean, I wish
the production was a little rockier.
How many new songs? That's the AOR style, though. Yeah, I know. That was, yeah.
It is what it is.
How many new songs do you think we've learned on this broadcast?
On to new stuff. We get to spin the wheel again today. And
yes, we do.
I don't know if I'm even going to try to guess what the wheel's going to do, because it seems to be having a mind of its own. It seems to be on a roll. So, giving us stuff that we don't know.
Yeah, I think she's going to pull something really weird out today.
You think so? I think she's going to pull something we know. That's going to be my opinion.
I was like 50-50. Something big or something really wackadoo.
There are some weird stuff on there, so who knows?
Yeah. Yeah.
So are you ready to do this?
I'm ready. Let's do this.
Can you see the wheel?
I can see the wheel.
Okay. So here we go.
King's X Tapehead.
You know what's funny about that, though? Just listening to King's X just came on like my shuffle thing out of the blue this week.
Oh, really?
And I was like, we're never going to get King's X. I mean, I heard a couple things from them I kind of like. And here's King's X. Like, there this is go. Not even like a, like, you know, something that, you know, like we're playing shenanigans.
Yeah, this is, I have no idea. I've never really been a King's X fan, honestly speaking.
I've heard a couple of things from them, and the stuff I've heard I liked. At least the stuff that's, but again, now this is, again, this, we're 100% saying that we're hits guys with this, right? Pretty much.
Yeah, and by hits, I'm talking like two songs.
Well, that's what I mean.
Pretty much. Yeah, really. But they got a massive following.
Oh, yeah. Seventh album, 1998. Ty Tabor, I've always heard about him as far as guitar players go. I like the stuff that I've heard from him. And Doug Pinnick is the bass player. Jerry Gaskill is the drummer. I don't know very much about him.
I don't really know much either.
I think they're still the same three guys, right? Even I think they're still doing some stuff. And
you know, we better look that up, because if we post to the groups, people are like, you idiots again, did you get this shit wrong?
You guys know nothing about nothing.
Honestly, man, have you ever heard of
Google? We really know nothing about King's X. Like, I remember them being around back in the day, and I've always heard their name. Mm-hmm. And as far as guitar playing circles, Ty Tabor has always come up as a really good guitar player. But like, I don't even know anything about this record, and this is obviously, you know, seven records in.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
They are, I would say prog rock, I guess, prog pop.
I don't know. I mean, there's a little rock in there, so I don't know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I don't know. Are they considered prog? I don't know.
Could be. They're listed as hard rock as far as Wikipedia genre, so maybe not. Again, I just remember everybody's always bragging about them, but I just never really latched onto them or really listened to them, so I'm super curious. There's a few songs and they all seem pretty short.
Yeah, I don't know where this is in their career of like their style and stuff, but I can say that, what was the record that I heard? I think it was the bigger one.
I know Gretchen Goes to Nebraska.
Yep, that was 89. So 90 was Faith, Hope, Love. And I think I've heard a couple of things. It's Love is the big song from that. And that's the one that just popped up on my thing. And it was just so funny. It was like, you know, we're never gonna get King's X. This is never gonna happen. It's on the list. I said, but we're never gonna get this.
You know what's funny? Yeah. I don't remember that song, but I do remember the first We Are Finding Who We Are. I remember that one. Dog Man, that was a hit.
Yeah. Well, they've been, you know, like I said, I remember back in the day, people, you know, really liking them. Yep. So I just know nothing about this record and where this is as far as, you know, their, you know, band style or what it's going to be.
Yeah. I'm curious. So curiosity is piqued.
There was a video made for the song Fade. And there was a controversial unreleased track, Quality Control. It's included on the album, but has been retitled Happy. The lyrics are different, including the lack of profanity. I'm curious to hear this. I'm so curious.
Yep, me too.
So it looks like they record this all themselves. There's no producer. Production and design, mixed and mastered at Alien Beans by Ty Tabor.
There you go.
So there's no producer on this at all. And they were on Metal Blade, which is so funny.
Yeah, I know. Yep.
I just have no idea. And there's a live track at the end of this thing on side two.
It's a weird cover. Looks like the Gimp from Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, supposedly that's Doug Pinnick's head wrapped in recording tape.
Nice. That makes sense.
This makes sense. All right, so side A has six songs. So let's see. I mean, I don't know. I mean, the songs don't seem too long, but I don't know if we can do that. I doubt we can do this whole thing in one shot. There's not enough short songs for that to happen, I don't think. So I'm super excited about this.
Yeah, I'm super curious. It's definitely a band I'm glad they came up. So
yeah, right, because this might not be something I would listen to on my own.
I mean, eventually I may get around to it because I've always been curious about them. Because, again, everybody speaks about them. And I've never been crazy about the stuff that I've heard. But, again, you're talking maybe a handful of songs. So
yeah, me too. Me too. But, you know, it's kind of like if I haven't listened to them in like 30 years, like, am I really going to go and do that? You know what I'm trying to say? Everybody say, oh, yeah, eventually I'm going to get to them sooner or later. Okay.
Yeah, eventually.
When is that going to be?
Right. Exactly.
All right, cool. So let me just pull some lyrics up. And then we can start. Did you know anyone who listened to them back in the day?
Yeah, my cousin listened to them. A former guitar player that we played with really liked them. So they were on the radar.
Oh, yeah. No, I've always heard of them. I always heard the guitar player and the bass player. The drummer, not so much. It's just one of those things that, you know, a band that, you know, you hear lots of stuff about.
So.
All right. So the first song is called Groove Machine.
Cool.
Okay, so I really do like that.
That's a good riff.
Uh-huh.
Good riff.
I always had this like sneaking feeling and like the, you know, when I would hear their name that it'd be something I would like. Mm-hmm. But I never really had the time to delve into this.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so far I like that a lot.
Yeah, it's a really good riff. The drums are a little in the back, I feel.
Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah,
Who knows how, you know, obviously the guitar player is mixing this. So his guitars are nice up in front.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if that's the one, and what's the reason why, but. I mean, I like the drumming itself, though.
Oh, yeah. No, the whole song is good. I mean, it's definitely groovy. It's got a nice groove to it, so.
I like it. All right, well, let's see what they do. Lay down your burdens by the riverside. Now, I know I'm pretty positive that's the bass player, Doug Pinnick, singing. I know Ty Tabor sings some stuff, too. I mean, they all sing.
Mm-hmm.
They're all listed as vocals.
Yeah, but I remember that, too, though, in hearing them, that double singing.
Yeah, it's very...
So I know that that's a...
Alice in Chains.
Yeah.
Similar. I'm not saying they're copying them by any... I'm just saying that that's what reminds me of when you have two people singing like that. I mean, I like this so far. I would not turn this off if it came on.
No, it's got a really nice groove to it. I mean, it's heavy. It's I mean, it's simple, but it's good. You know what I mean? It's just like, it's a good riff.
And I have a feeling that his lyrics you're going to like. Because I don't think he writes fluffy lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
From what I remember. So the verse, I mean, it's very short. Yeah. Lay down your burdens by the riverside. Take a deep breath and go for a ride. Welcome to the groove machine. Welcome to the groove. Welcome to the groove machine. Welcome to the groove.
There you go.
I'm not too sure what the groove machine is. There's not a lot of lyrics in here at all.
Yeah.
But I mean, as far as like, I mean, the melody's not bad and I like the riff.
Yeah.
Like the sound. It's something I could listen to. I mean, if the rest of the record is kind of like be like this, I'm going to be a happy person, I think. All right, let's continue.
Music, oh, music, such a fucking...
That was a nifty drum part.
Yeah. It actually, I liked it better in this verse than in the first one. It was a
little
jarring
in the first
verse? One. Yeah, they did he did a little kind of weird thing. But I liked it better here than in the first one.
Yeah, I like the guitar. It has that univibe, like swirly thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like too. It's a very Hendrix-y thing, Robin Trower-y thing to do.
Yeah.
And I like, I don't know if he's doubling his vocals or is it bolting them together. It may be bolting them together.
Me, it sounds like two different people singing.
Yeah, which makes sense.
So, yeah.
Okay. I'm liking it so far. And this is a good start for me.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
All right, here we go. Pretty damn good.
That was a good solo. I wish it was a little bit higher in the mix, though. Just a little bit. But that reminded me of Alice in Chains, though. If you listen to, like, Dirt sometimes, the solo is a little bit lower in the mix.
Yeah, lower in the mix?
Yeah.
No,
it's really good.
It's really good.
Did I have a talk box at the end? Was that just wah-wah? At
the end of the solo? Yeah, but see, again... We said this before. This good wah-wah and bad wah-wah. That's good wah-wah.
It was at the end, and no, that was really good.
And that little drum break thing was pretty cool too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they could have just gone back into in the verse, but they didn't. They or the chorus, it just went to like that little percussion thing.
Yeah, I mean, there's really not a lot of lyrics. I'm going to read that second verse, I guess. Second verse. Music, oh, music, such a funky thing. The closer you get, the deeper it means. Well, I like that, too. Yeah, I don't know what the rest of it's going to be like, but I like this a lot.
Yeah.
See, things like this that I would have listened 100% listened to if I would have been smart enough to maybe listen to them. But obviously not.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, like I was saying, how many new songs do you think we've learned doing this podcast? How many songs have we heard that we never heard before?
I know.
From bands that we know.
Yeah, that's even worse. I mean, at least this one, like, you know, I know a couple songs from them maybe, and that's about it.
Yeah.
But like, this is 98, like I don't know. I mean, I know they were still big in like 94, right? So
yeah, well, Dogman, I don't know where they were here. But like I said, I heard a couple things from them.
Because I think Dogman's 94, right?
Yeah, I wasn't crazy about the stuff that I'd heard, so I wasn't really jumping at the bit to listen to them. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry
what it's going to be the single, and like maybe the stuff that's not the single is the stuff you like.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I mean, I can't say that I ever gave them a fair chance, though. So.
Me neither. Again,
yeah.
Heard of Ty Tabor, Guitar Player magazines, all that kind
of
stuff.
I've heard of Pinnock for sure.
And Pinnock I've heard of too.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things. Like, you know all these people. Like, you've heard this before, but like, we haven't listened to any of their music, which is kind of funny.
Yeah.
Because maybe the stuff that, you know, that was presented on the radio is not something we would listen to.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Let's finish it up. There you go.
Good.
Groove Machine. I like it.
It's a good intro.
Yeah. Why don't you go first?
I mean, lyrically, I don't know. All right. So I'm going to go low on the lyrics because I'm pretty sure there's going to be better coming. And just because they're not really saying much. So I'm going to say 5. And again, it's not because of the two. Again, there's 4, 1, 2, 3, 4 lines other than what he's saying. But this again is in lieu of expecting better things to come. Music, I'm going to say an 8. I mean, it was really good. It was groovy, which I always really like. And it was interesting. I was never bored. The solo was great. Production. I'm going to say a 7. The reason I say 7 is because, again, the drums started off a little bit, and then I think they got a little bit better, and I wanted the solo just a little bit higher in the mix. But I think, again, there's better stuff to come in terms of those ratings. I hope. I hope it doesn't all go downhill from here. What do you think?
No, don't jinx it. No, I don't think so. Yeah, I'm going to say 6 for the lyrics. I didn't think there wasn't a lot of them, but what was there I liked. It's definitely not fluff to me. And I think you're right. There's going to be better coming. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
Yes, 8 on the music. I like the music a lot. I like the guitar sound. I like the guitar playing. I like the drumming. I didn't hear as much bass as I thought I was going to hear. But obviously they're all talented.
Yeah.
And the song is really right. Really groovy. I like it.
Right. Yeah, I'm hoping, really good start.
Yeah, I'm hoping that the rest of it ends up the same way. Yeah, there's more words in the second one, so you should be much better with that. Yeah. Okay, so the next song is called Fade. Here we go. So what did you think of that?
That was very STP-ish. I mean, I was actually looking to see if what's his name sang in the chorus.
Who, Scott Weiland?
Yeah. I
like the heaviness of it. I kind of like the melody. And then I like that part. I guess that's pre-chorus, I guess. I don't know what you would call it. I guess pre-chorus. Where the vocal was going across and he was singing something over on top of it. I liked it a lot.
Yeah. I really like that part. I think the verse is a little dry. I would like a little bit more oomph in it. But I really like that, like you said, I guess pre-chorus before the chorus, which is technically just, what, two words, the same word?
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting.
I like it. It's heavy, but it has, like you said, it's heavy, but it has, like, that poppy thing going on, too, besides.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm always a sucker for melodic stuff within heavier things.
Yeah.
Or rockier things, you know what I mean? I like my rock to have some melody. When it doesn't have melody, it loses me.
Yeah, and it's going to be people doing interesting stuff with the vocals, too, right? I mean, that's what's going on. That's what really drew me in. Because I heard a little of that STP kind of thing that he does, because he was always pretty good with doing stuff like that, and... production is the verse and that fade. I want a little bit more behind it. That's the only thing that is kind of in me right now. But I mean, I still like the song though so far.
Yeah. Well, listen, this is self-produced, so you know sometimes you need that outside person.
Yeah. Sometimes
you know help you out with that a little bit. I mean, it's not horrible. I've heard way worse self-produced things than that. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Well, we've heard way worse from outside producers.
This is very true.
So.
All right. So lyrics are, one day I'll get older, then it will be over. Want to live a long life like there is no next time. So then the part that is singing over in the background is, who knows how long after today. Then he's singing on top. I've heard a million stories, some self-explanatory. When the words fade into gray, and then the part in the back is, life is too short to fade away, and then he's saying on top, take from the final pages whatever is contagious, they make it all just fade away, fade, fade.
Yeah, I mean, already better than the first one, lyrically, right?
Yeah, well, it's actually words.
Yeah, it's more than four lines.
Yeah, okay, so I'm going to back it up a little bit so we can go into the second verse. We go. Each day I get older, get a little colder. I don't need to fit in like I did way back then. So what did you think about that?
Good.
Yeah, I liked it.
That was a good solo too.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't as flashy as the first one.
No, fit the song. I mean, it's good. I mean, I can picture listening to this again as well. I really like that call it pre-chorus. I mean, you know, that verse has that da na 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 da na. You know, the stopping thing that we've heard so many times. Mm-hmm. But I like the second part of the riff of the verse. When it gets, it's like that a little bit heavier.
Yeah, and then they kind of like sing together. I kind of like that too.
It's interesting.
Together, I mean, Well, I like Alice in Chains, so that I would like this because it's very similar stylistically.
I mean, I hear tones of them in this too. I mean, even in the music and when did this come out? 98?
98.
Yeah, I mean, this is very 90s, mm-hmm. which isn't a bad thing, but
which is a good thing, personally.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing, but it's definitely of the era. And
of course,
again, not that there's anything wrong with the era, because there's a lot of good stuff that came out in the 90s. So,
all right. So the only thing that's going to change is the verse. Everything else is the same. Mm-hmm. Each day I get older, get a little colder. I don't need to fit in like I did way back then. And now it's basically the same stuff over and over now. Yeah, I thought, I mean, I'm liking his drumming too.
Mm-hmm.
I never really paid attention, but like, it's just busy enough. I'm always a little bit of a sucker for a little bit of a busier drummer.
Yeah. I like the groove. He's in the, yeah. I mean, again, I like busy and I like groovy. So, and these are two songs, both have groove in them. So,
yeah, I mean, so far, I mean, you know, I mean, is this radio hit music? I mean, I guess, you know, if this, I guess it's 90s radio hit music, radio music.
Yeah, I'm
not today, but back then.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it could have been played.
Yeah, I don't know if they ever got the push.
I mean,
I think
they
got the push around 90, 93, 94, right? When Dog Man came out and the other one came out, they got a little bit of a hump there. I mean, these guys were never on the level of some of the other bands at the time.
No, just, but, I mean, by name only, really. Just kind of.
Yeah,
like,
by name only.
It was like word of mouth.
Yeah, and it was a lot of musicians that liked it, and you could see why.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's continue. Oh, and by the way, you know what this just reminds me of?
What?
A little bit of Mammoth WVH, a little bit. He does stuff
does
like
it?
This. Oh, yeah. He does stuff like this. Like that pre-chorus thing that's just happening right now. That just came into my head. Like, yeah, he does stuff similar. So.
It's funny because, so they've done this twice, right? Where they've kind of gone into the chorus. I actually liked how they went into the chorus this time. It made it more interesting than when they went into it when it was supposed to be there. If that makes any sense. I liked it following
the.
Yeah, I liked it coming out of the solo. It felt like a different part, even though it's just a chorus.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because it sounds more interesting coming out of the solo than the pre-chorus, just because the pre-chorus is so much going on. So, yeah. I like it better after the solo.
I like the pre-chorus a lot.
Yeah, it's really good.
I knew exactly what was coming. But yeah, I really like it.
Yeah, it was a good song.
See, it's so crappy that like I've never like listened to this. Like I miss this like all through the time. If it continues as good as this, I'll be pissed off at myself that I didn't like listen to this.
Well, that's what this is all about, right?
It has all the stuff that I like.
Mm-hmm.
Like it has, you know, melody in it and like. I like the riffs. The riffs are good. Guitar playing. Yep. His guitar sound is really good. Like sometimes I don't like guitar sound, but I like his guitar sound. What do you think of the drum sound?
I like it. Like I said, I wish it's a little dry for me. So
it's a little bit of reverb, a little bit.
Yeah, so it isn't the drum. I like the way the drums sound. It's the production on the drums that I wish was a little bit bigger. And not big. It doesn't have to be the loudest thing because even the solo I said was a little bit back in the mix, even this time. But it's a style, and it's fine. I mean, you can hear it, and so, like I said, just a little dry. But the actual drumming and the drum sounds, I like.
Well, the 90s had a lot of dry stuff, though, too. There's lots of dry. I mean, after the 80s stuff being so, like, super-duper wet, like, I think people just went so far in the other direction that, you know, they could have been a happy medium somewhere in the middle, but no one really went in that medium. They all went, like, really the opposite way. Like, oh, you like, oh, that stuff had all this reverb and gated reverbs and reverse whatever on it. Yeah, we're not going to do that. We're just going to make dry drums.
Yeah. But it just makes the song heavier. Again, they don't have to sound manufactured. You know what I mean? Just, but we'll see. Do you want to go first?
It's a fairly heavy song. I mean, music-wise, but has such a poppy like vocal style. Mm-hmm. So. I think these lyrics are better than the last one. I don't know what's coming up, so I'm going to be a little conservative. I'm going to say 7. So I like them. I like that pre-chorus a lot. I probably could go higher on that. And I may change it later after I hear what else is going on. But right now, I do like it a lot. Musicianship, I'm giving an 8 again. I like everything about that. I like the riff. I like the drums. I like the bass. I like the solo. I like everything. And I'm going to stay on seven on the production. I think it's the same. I don't think it's any different. What about you?
I think I'm going to say the same. 7 on the lyrics. I think they were definitely better than the first one. 8 on the music again. I mean, I like the way it's written. I mean, I get a couple criticisms, but not enough to not like the song. And yeah, I'll say 7 on the production again. Because again, I mean, I wish certain things, but it isn't bad. So.
Oh, no. I mean, yeah, this is, you know, this is not 100% mainstream, but it's not like out of the mainstream for the 90s at all.
Oh, like, no.
Sometimes you're like, why isn't this thing bigger? Like, even in the late 90s, this would still be really good. But, you know, maybe they just didn't get the push. I mean, they're on Metal Blade. Like, I don't know how much of a push they could give you back then.
Yeah.
So who knows? All right. I'm hoping this all continues.
Yeah.
So the next song is called Over and Over. Here we go. Right, before we go there, I want to listen to that again. That started weird, right?
It actually reminds me of like a Danzig ballad.
but the way it started, like the bass just came there, and then all of a sudden it changed. Mm-hmm. I want to hear that again because I want to make sure I wasn't messing that up. Too sure yet.
I like it.
No, I'm trying to get my head around. I like that chorus a lot. Like, I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, but it's kind of funny. Like, it kind of went to catchy because I felt that the verse was pretty, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, I don't know. Is he really a ballad singer though? Is the question.
But
I can say though, I've noticed a style like in his like. If you listen to like the last 3 things, like he has a style in the verses.
Mm-hmm.
It's always like a four-line thing. Except, I mean, the first one was only two lines, but I think if you broke it up, it's four lines.
Mm-hmm.
It's just very similar. But I like the interplay in the vocal on the chorus.
Yeah. Honestly, and I think the production is better on this one overall.
Yeah, a little bit. And the drums are a little different, too. Like, I wasn't expecting the drums to be so busy.
That's what I'm saying. They're not as dry, and I like it.
All right, good. So, here we go.
Cool.
I'm going to back it up. Before the solo goes, I should read lyrics, I guess. So the first verse is, if I hurt you, I don't mean to. Please forgive me. Got no excuse. Then over and over again. And then I guess that's Ty Tabor, over and over again. And then they go over and over together, which I like.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just being super picky here. In my head, what I hear is that over and over again happening one more time. Like, that's what I expect. You know, like the first part, the way it does it, I expected it again, but it doesn't. I mean, maybe they did that on purpose. They didn't want to do that again. I think I would like it better if it was again. It's not bad, but I think in my head I'm hearing that. Like, if I was writing that and we wrote that first part, I said, no, we got to do that part again.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get to the I let you down part. That makes sense?
Yeah. I hear it. Yeah.
That's what I just hear in my head when it comes across. But I mean, it's not bad though.
No,
I guess this is what we call this a ballad. I guess.
Yeah, it's pretty ballady, I would think.
Okay.
I mean, even the material,
drums,
right?
The drums are just so not ballady, though.
No, they're no. I mean, I don't think it's meant to be quote unquote. You know what I mean? A ballad.
Yeah.
But I do like the drums better in this song. I think they're produced better. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, so the second verse is, I will hurt you. It's what I do. Please forgive me. You don't have to. And again, like in the choruses and stuff, when they double, whenever they're doubling, their voices sound, you can definitely tell the difference in the voices.
Yeah.
So I kind of like that a lot. I think it gives them,
like,
you know,
it's
similar to Stone Temple Pilots, right? And that's not, I mean, Alice in Chains, where you know that vocal style because of the two people singing together.
Yeah, it makes it more interesting.
Oh, it does. Yeah, if it was just him by himself, I don't think it would be as interesting.
Yeah, I like the way they do it. It's not something formulaic, right? It's kind of, it's thought out.
No, they got their own style.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's why, you know, maybe they weren't bigger because it wasn't as formulaic as some of the other stuff. I mean, but they have a good sense of, especially in the choruses, like the choruses are super duper poppy.
Yeah, I see. That's what I think to myself now, right? Because I don't know the other stuff. Is it different to the point where maybe this is more simplistic, and maybe the other stuff wasn't as, and that's why, I mean, that's why I kind of was thinking prog pop, because obviously there is a pop sensibility here,
of course.
But I was thinking of maybe they had more complicated music, and I mean, again, this is just based on musicians liking it and maybe assuming and just not knowing a lot about them. Where I didn't think they would have straightforward songs. I mean, but even this one kind of has that little off-tempo thing, which I like because he follows it with the vocal. So.
Yeah, no, it's good. And yeah. I'm expecting another good solo from him coming up. So I'm just going to back it up a little bit. I'm pretty positive.
Yeah.
So far, he hasn't let me down. So
let's see. No, definitely not.
Thank you.
Yep, not disappointed. It's good.
No. Yeah, it's good. He's very smooth, huh?
Uh-huh. Yeah, his no choices are very good, too.
Yeah.
But he definitely has, he doesn't sound like anybody else, though, which is kind of like one of the things I like. Like, I don't think you would misplace him for somebody else.
And has his own thing. I just really like how smooth he is. Just his choice of notes. And even when he kind of goes, he does a little like an off time kind of step, it's still, the transition is just so smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Or he'll kind of throw a little effect on it or whatever. And yeah, really good.
That's why guitar players liked him for.
Yeah.
I can see why. Yeah. I like it. All right, here we go. I wish that was a little bit longer, though. I think he could have done it for a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is just...
They're very quick, though, right? There's not a lot of extra, right?
No, I mean, these are all three. Yeah, they're all like 342, 324, 323.
Yeah.
Only when you get on side two, it gets a little longer, but not much. I mean, it's a couple of 5-minute songs. One 5-minute song.
Mm-hmm.
4-minute song. There's a 4-minute song coming up in a couple, so... Why don't you go first?
I'm going to say Save It on the Lyrics again. I mean, not overly complex, but I like the sentiment of it. Music, I'm going to say 8 again. I think it was really good. It's very catchy and very ballady, cool. Like very, I guess, 90s ballady, kind of noisy, which is cool. And I'm going to say 8 on production on this one. I definitely think it's better produced than the other two, so... Yeah, I mean, I like it. I 3 for 3 so far for me. So, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to give it the same 7, 8, 8. Yeah, I think the production is a little bit better in this one. I like the drums. Yeah, the drum beat is just, to me, is what makes this thing a little different.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you would expect something different from this, right? But it's not.
No.
You expect this more of a stock drum pattern, but it's not really that way.
No.
Which I kind of like. And it changes it up. Really, I mean, they definitely have their style.
Yeah. Sounded really good in this song.
They 100% have their style. So I kind of, I'm super happy with this so far.
Yeah, me too.
I think they can continue this on all through the whole thing.
It'd be great. I mean.
Yeah, awesome.
Exactly.
So the next one's called Ono, O-N-O. I don't know if it's pronounced Ono or Ono. Like, I don't know how. I guess until we get into this, I don't know. But
yeah,
there's a little more lyrics in this, too. So, all right, here we go. I I like that riff at the end of that.
Yeah.
Riff is really good.
Yeah, it is.
And so he's doing Oh No, not Oh No, like Yoko Ono.
Yeah.
It's Oh No.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the little effecty thing at the beginning, and I like that it's this, then he plays the same thing heavier again. That's something I would do. I hear those things and go, oh yeah, I can hear me doing that.
Nah.
That'd be something I would do.
And the chorus is super catchy.
Yeah. I mean, their choruses are really catchy. They're so poppy.
You can write a hook.
Oh yeah, it's no doubt. And they're using, oh, they're using the 90s, like, megaphone or
yes,
telephone sound, which I don't hate.
No. I always like that. At that beginning, the riff sounds familiar. I don't know if I hear it again, maybe. Hmm. But.
Well, here are the lyrics. Have you ever chosen to ignore the warning sign? Give the benefit of a doubt just to ease your mind. Have you ever turned your head with someone else? Have you ever turned your head when someone else, when someone's doing someone wrong? Every day's a new surprise. Oh no, oh no. Some things remain the same. Some people never change. Oh no. Those pretty decent lyrics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to back it up a little bit so we can hear the riff again. So maybe you can figure out what you're trying to hear there. Expecting the solo rhythm to be like that. I expected it to like get faster, but it didn't.
And at the beginning of the solo, the heavier part sounded a bit off to me. I just felt like the music underneath at the beginning was really cool, but then they kind of went into this other thing and I felt the key wasn't following it. I don't know, it was a little dissonant to me. But then I like when it quieted down.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of got on the right path for me. Like, it started out really cool. Then they kind of did this thing. And, I mean, to me personally, it was a little dissonant. And then it kind of got okay.
Yeah, I was expecting it to be different. I expected it would start slow and then was going to like come back up to maybe that riff that they were using at the end of the chorus, which I like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking that maybe we'll do that, but they didn't, which kind of threw me off. I was like, wait a second. So they're not going to like ramp this up? They're going to leave it like this? Okay. I don't think it's a bad choice. I don't know if I would have done that, but I kind of like it though. Whatever I expected to happen didn't happen.
Yeah.
So the second verse is, have you ever been the victim lying to protect someone and you're positive they've done you wrong? Have you ever known someone who controls with bribes and tears? Every day is a new surprise. There's even more lyrics coming up.
Nice.
There's a lot of lyrics in this thing for him. Yeah. I like the solo, though. I think he did a great job.
Oh, yeah.
And the bass has like a little bit of a little bit of dirt on it, too, if I noticed.
Yeah. It's not prominent, though, right? I was actually trying to listen for it.
Yeah. It's not as up in front as you would think it would be.
No. Not at all.
Hey, listen, they're mixing this themselves, so who knows what they were thinking.
They do whatever they want.
You know. I mean, again, we've heard way worse, so.
Yeah. And plus, I mean, once you got that kind of bassy distortion on the guitar too, right? It almost acts a little bit bassy in of itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you don't miss it as much.
Yeah, the frequencies, they're kind of overlapping a little bit. So his sounds a little bit bassy too, so.
Yeah.
But I like it. Again, I have no issues with any of his playing, his sound, anything. I just don't think it's really good.
Not at all.
Yep. All right, let's continue. So I'll reach that part before we get to the end of this. Have you ever known someone who builds you up to let you down? Sincere apologies, sugar-coated promises. As usual, it's everyone else's fault. Oh, no. That riff at the end of that is my favorite part of this whole song.
Yeah.
That's very Stone Temple Pilot-y. Maybe that's why I like it.
I like, too, that it was a little bit more... If he didn't sing it the same way he did it, like the same tone, right?
It was a little more emotion in that, if that sounded like. Yeah. He put a little more into it.
My only critique of that part was if he was going to do it that way, don't use that megaphone voice.
Yeah.
Kind of let it be natural.
That. Yeah, I could see that.
That would be my only critique, because I really liked the way he sang that.
Well, again, maybe that somewhere, you know, maybe a producer might have, you know, helped him with that a little bit, maybe. Who knows? Or maybe it could have made it worse. Depends who the producer is.
He's like, listen, let's just leave this on the effect. It's just easier than switching.
Yeah, probably. Let's continue.
They give you a whole bunch of that at the end, huh?
Yeah, I don't know if I'd liked as many oh no's as they put at the end. I think it could have been less and stop. Again, that's what
I don't like the way that ended. I think they should have done like a dun, 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 you know what I mean? Like something like that.
Yeah.
But
there's a lot of oh no's.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I'll go first. I guess. I think the lyrics are good. Are they better than the other ones? I don't know. I don't know if I should give them an 8 or not. I mean, there's a lot more of them.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm still going to give them a 7, even though I probably could go 8 if I want to. I'm still saying 8 on the music because the music's great. Production, I don't know if it's better than the last one. I think I'm going to go back to... No, I don't know. I like the guitar sound a lot. Now I'm going to go 7. I think I like the production on the other one better. I mean, but it's by no means a bad song at all.
No.
I like it a lot. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to say an 8 on the lyrics. I mean, I like the vibe of it and what he's trying to say and the way he says it. Yeah, I'm going to say an 8 on the music again. I mean, I like the more it went on, the more and more I liked it. So... production. It's a little bit hard. You know what? I had an 8 in my head, so I'm going to say an 8. I could give it a 7. Some of it was a little bit dry, and like I said, if he had gone to that non-megaphone voice at the end, But I mean, when they're self-producing, you can almost, you wonder if you count that as their production choice or just the way they want it to sound, the writing choice of it. But yeah, I mean, overall, another really good song, though.
Yeah, I think I'm going to change my lyrics to 8.
Yeah,
I was thinking about 8. And that riff at the end, that riff that they use at the end, that they use at the end of the chorus, that's my favorite part of the song. All right. I mean, they're on a roll here, I got to say.
Yeah. I know.
For this being their 7th record?
Yeah.
All right. So the next song is Cupid. They like one word things. Oh no, Cupid, fade. All right, here we go. Before we get into that, that beginning part to me sounded really Hendrix-y. Did it sound like Hendrix-y to you at the beginning? Like stuff that he would do?
Yeah.
Like on some of the, more of the, the track stuff and not like the hit songs things.
Yeah.
It was just very, I can hear parts
and I mean
of that
those, yeah. As again, I feel like I could hear Scott in there too.
Yeah.
It's definitely,
it's very possible they could have a little bit of influence of some sort, you know. I mean, I think they've been around a long time though, right?
Yeah, they've been around for a while. But again, I don't think all their stuff sounds like this. So I mean, you and I can be like grooving on this, and then like some of their fans be like, "No, man, this shit sucks. You got to hear the old stuff." Like,
they were formed in 1979.
My God, nice.
And their current name they had in 85, so they've been around a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm liking this a lot too.
Yeah, I'm curious to see where it goes at the verse.
Yeah, after the yeah yes, yeah, I'm curious.
Yeah,
I'm gonna back it up just a little bit.
Pretty big intro so far.
Yep, this is the longest song so far, 4:15. Here we go.
What do you think of the melody?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what I think about the melody yet.
I wanted it to go somewhere and it didn't go there. It's not terrible. But when he said, the way he said Black Valentine, I liked. I was like, oh, it's cool. But then he didn't do it with Pay for a Crime, what he said. It's like, I wish I'd gone there.
Yeah, so it's Black Valentine, Pay for a Crime, I Ain't Superstitious Anyway. Cupid shot the wrong guy. So I'm assuming that means that, like, he shouldn't have fell in love with whoever this person is.
Yeah, it sounds like along those lines.
Yeah. All right, let's see. I mean, there's not a lot of lyrics in here, so this is the only other, as far as I can tell, the only other lyrics is the next thing coming up. Really a solo, but I kind of like it.
It's yeah, it needed a little bit thing. More.
You think it needed more than that?
Yeah, it was too quick. I mean, me personally, I would have. I mean, it was like two bars.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I think that was too quick. I don't know. I feel like he didn't really develop anything, and I just think this is one of those songs that kind of you can kind of go off.
Yeah, I'm still not sure what I think about the melody yet.
Yeah. I like the music, though. I really like what's going on behind it.
Yeah, I mean, some of the choices, the yeah things aren't bad.
Yeah, no, it's not terrible. I'm just, I can't really put my finger on, you know what I mean? What I want to hear.
I think some of the other stuff's so much better. And now you're getting like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's not
I think just a repetition of it. You know, like Cupid shot the wrong guy. I don't think that needs to be said three times. It's almost like one and done. Like, you just did it once or maybe even twice.
Yeah. That could be what it is, too.
Yeah. Especially when you don't have a lot around it.
Yeah. I mean, luckily, the music's so good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The music is actually really good. And again, I don't hear the bass.
I don't hear the bass as much.
Yeah.
On, you know, a couple of one of the two songs before, the bass was obviously there because the guitar, I think maybe the guitar frequencies are covering the bass up maybe a little bit. Maybe his guitar is like right into the bass frequencies and just can't hear it.
That could be it.
I don't hear it as much.
Yeah.
All right. Let's continue. Yeah, it was a little weird. I wish that his vocal at the end he was singing over it, it was a little louder.
Yeah.
He kinda got drowned out.
Yep.
And that's more of a production thing, I think.
Probably, yeah.
I mean, that's what I think. I mean, there's not a lot of lyrics for me to like to go off of on this.
Yeah.
So I'm going to probably have to go 5. It's a lot of repetition. Musicianship 8 again. Really good. I like all the music behind everything. Production, I don't know. It's not just like the sound. I think it needed some help to make the song better. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
No.
Mm-hmm. I think there's a better song there.
Yeah.
It just needed a little bit of focus, I think, yeah. Maybe. I don't know. I'm going to say, I mean, I don't hate to wait. So I'm going to give it a 7, but I think that overall it could be a better song. I mean, it's not horrible, but I think the melody could use a little bit of work, and I think it could have been a much better song. I mean, I think the music helps it. And the guitar solo was a little bit short. Like they could have given him a little, you know, a couple more bars maybe.
And I don't know why he went that short.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, short's not always bad, but I think that was just too short.
Yeah.
All right. What do you think?
Yeah, I'd probably say a 5 on the lyrics. I mean, again, there's really not much going on. It's repetitive, especially compared to the stuff before it. Music, I'll say a 7, and only because I thought the music was really good, but the melody kind of lost me. It almost felt as if, hey, we got this cool song. You know what I mean? You have to come up with something. I was like, all right, we'll just come up with this. And again, it wasn't bad. So I say to myself a lot of times when we listen to these records, what are the songs that I'll go back to? Are there songs that I'm going to skip? I mean, so far, I don't think I'd skip any of these songs, including this one, because I still liked it. But I just can't give an 8 based on what, even though I thought the music probably was an 8, but the melody I thought could have been better, so that's the only reason I'm going to say 7. And I'll say 7 on production as well. Not that it sounded bad. I think it is on the better end of the production because the drums aren't as dry and I like the guitar sound. But like you said, I mean, if we kind of throw it in the mix, say, okay, well, you put a little blame here, maybe a little blame there.
Yeah.
But again,
yeah,
I mean,
it could help.
Yeah, I think if I'm listening to this thing, going back to this, I'm going to listen to the song again. I do like the overall.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't skip it.
No, yeah. Not at all.
All right, well, this is the last song on this side. This is song number 6. So this is called Ocean. I like the name.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious what it's going to be like. A slower thing? I don't know.
I feel cool, like,
because of the name.
Weird psychedelic.
Maybe. It's possible. There's a little bit of that in them too, so.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Before it changes up, that's definitely Ty Tabor singing.
Mm.
It's much different.
Yeah.
I kind of like the idea that there's nothing there besides the guitar and the vocal.
I like the chords.
Yes.
One thing about the 90s, there were certain chords that I heard in the 90s in rock that I feel that I haven't heard in other eras. That makes any sense. I mean, stuff that like Sponge used, one of the reasons I love the first Sponge record, there's chords and melodies in there that I'm like, oh, I love that chord. It's just so weird sounding. Like Jane's Addiction too, some of the stuff that they were using. So, and this is kind of to me in that vibe. He's kind of weird. And even in the way he follows it. And so I'm really curious to see where this is going to go.
Yeah. It's definitely not what I thought it was going to be.
No.
So I'm just going to back it up a little bit. If it was me, it's going to be changing right now.
Yeah.
If I'm going by the way, I would think I would have written this. If we did that, I would think it's going to change now. Yeah. We'll see. And I could be wrong. Here we go. Exactly what I thought was going to happen, which I'm fine with. Yeah, I kind of like that. Well, let's read some lyrics before we discuss any more of that. So the first verse is, deep in the ocean, a thought of you carries me there. Move in slow motion, I float above you in the air. And then the chorus is, over the ocean, across the sea, when I think of the ocean, it is there to remind me. Then the next verse is, high on a mountain, I look at the valley below. The sun shines upon them, but I'm up here in the snow. Over the ocean, over the sea. When I look at the ocean, it is there to remind me. I kind of like that he uses ocean the first time, and then he uses mountains the second time.
Yeah.
So I'm cool that he's changing that up.
Yep.
And his voice kind of works for this. It's much different than Doug Pink's voice.
Yeah. Oh, it reminds me of somebody, but I can't.
Yeah, I know. I
can't place it. I had it, and I'm like, huh? Nope, never mind.
Maybe it'll come back in your brain in a second. I'm just going to be like,
maybe.
But I knew that it was going to do that change right there, because that's the change I would have done.
Yeah, I was definitely hoping it would go there.
Yeah, because if it did that again, it would have dragged the song down.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, you need a little bit of that. But it sounds really good, though. I like the chord changes and stuff. They're really nice, and I like them a lot.
And I'm glad they kind of came in loud.
Yep.
With the distortion, as opposed to just kind of doing the same.
Yeah, clean again, like
muted.
That, I wouldn't like that. All right, here we go.
Did it again. You know what's funny? When this solo started, I was like, yes, this is what I wanted in the song before this. And he stopped.
Yeah, no. Because he did the little part, and then when it came in, it needed a little bit longer. Just a little bit longer.
That's what he did in the last one. It was so funny. Because again, I said to myself, okay, good. He's going to do in this song what I wanted him to do in the last song. And then it just stopped.
Yeah, like, it's weird because he didn't stop on any of the other stuff, though.
I know. I don't know.
I mean, listen, it's his song. He can do what he wants.
Exactly. It's his choice. So.
But yeah, I think it would have been. I would have liked a little more solo from him, because I like that part right there that he did, the bends that he did right there. I like that. I wish he would have done something after that, but you know.
Yeah. Like you said, it's his song, so.
You do whatever he wants. I mean, it's still a good song, regardless.
He,
as far as he's concerned, he's playing for the song, right? So that's what he thinks the song needs. That's what the song needs. I mean, I might not agree with that, but.
Yeah. Hey, listen, it's a compliment to him, right? To want him to go on.
Yes.
So.
And it's the thing that he cannot, and he doesn't choose to do that.
Yep.
Because he could choose to do that.
Yeah, so. I wish you did.
Yeah, me too. All right, here we go. Deep So it's funny, like, so the last verse is deep in the desert, one flower standing alone, faith, hope, love, which is the name of their album.
Mm-hmm.
From 1990, right? And carry me back to my home. I think it's 1990. Yes. So he kind of references his own self.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny.
I know that.
Yeah. That's, I'm sure, you know, fans are like, oh, look, he said that from the, that's the name of the album. So that's pretty funny. I like that. And there is a Faith, Hope, Love song too on that album. So. Yeah, I'm really enjoying this.
Yeah. Do you want to go first?
I don't think there's anything here I would really skip.
No, me neither. I really don't think so.
So,
you want to go five songs?
This is six.
Six, yeah. I'll go first.
Yeah, go first.
Lyrics are okay. I mean, they're a little. I'm going to say six on the lyrics. They're okay. Yeah, I guess I'll say an 8 on the music again. I was thinking 7 only because I didn't like it as much as the other ones, but I do like, you know what I mean? It's one of those weird things, but I'll say 8. I mean, it was well done. And I'm going to say it on the production. I like the way it was produced. I mean, again, my only really complaint is I just wish he would lengthen the solo. But again,
well, especially after the first couple.
Yeah. Which was cool. That kind of weird thing, which I guess sounded like the ocean.
I was going to say, yeah, there was that little, that was the ocean sounds. Yeah. And then, and then it was funny. Like he played it one thing, then he moved it up a whole step, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think I'm going to mirror you 688. I like the music a lot. I wish there was more solo from him, but again, that's a compliment because the first couple of things, like, I liked what he did a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he's holding back. I mean, give him credit. I mean, he could go crazy here and he hasn't.
Yeah.
As far as he's concerned, he's playing for the song, right? So this is what the song is saying for him to do. That's what he's doing. Although I would appreciate some more.
No.
Lyrics. I mean, I'm not sure what it's about. Is it about the ocean? Technically about the ocean? I'm not sure what it's about. But he definitely writes different than Doug Pinnick writes.
Yes.
He sings different. Because I didn't hear very much Doug Pinnick background vocal in there though. It sounded like him all over the place.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like to me. And you know what's, I mean, I don't know if you, towards the end especially, maybe through the song, but the bass was more prominent. The bass was actually doing some really cool stuff at the end.
Yeah.
I finally picked up. I was like, oh, there it is.
and the drummer had a really, like, really high ride cymbal.
Mm-hmm.
The bell on there was super duper, like, in your face.
But it was good. But it fit in. You know what I mean? Like, again, I think the production was really good on this.
Mm-hmm. Like, I know nothing about it.
I don't either. I mean, other than this, I would assume he would be a pretty good drummer, assuming that they wrote some complicated melodies. I was going to say the song before this one, the Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs, it also reminded me of Lenny Kravitz a little bit.
Yeah, maybe.
Was that Cupid? A little Cupid, bit of the vocal patterns and the, some Lenny Kravitz in there too reminded me.
Yeah, I'm super
Kravitz
happy.
And Weiland.
I'm super happy we got this because I never listened to them. And, you know, it's frustrating now. Like, right. If the rest of the record is kind of like this, you know, it's sucky this is
really
the record we never
listened
to.
If, like, the second side sucks. I mean,
I don't think so, though.
No.
I would hope not. I don't think so. I'm going to have to look up a little bit
live. What's the strongest second? I mean, what do you call it, right? Rival Sons had a pretty strong second side, right? Because we were all talking about.
Yeah, I mean, I think we liked their whole, I think we liked that whole thing.
Yeah, I want to say that we were saying, oh, we hope the second side doesn't suck because the first one's so good, and I don't remember criticizing it, so.
No. I mean, for God's sake, they've been around for a long time. I didn't realize that they founded it in 79. Like, it's a lot longer than I thought. I knew it was the 80s, right? I mean, obviously, it they were formed, but I guess the lineup has been intact for four decades. So I don't know what the beginning lineup was, but at least from 85, I think this is what's been.
Yeah, I saw that there was former members, so.
Yeah, but it's kind of saying that their music combines progressive metal, funk, soul with vocal arrangements influenced by gospel, blues, and British invasion rock roots, which I can hear.
I knew they were going to say that. I've heard like there's a Beatlesque.
Yeah, I can hear that. And they have an underground reputation as the musicians, which I hear. Mm-hmm. I always remember that too.
Yeah, that's what I remember.
So the early development, maybe their early stuff's a little more progressive maybe than this is?
Could be.
Because I don't really count this as progressive.
No, this is straight up just songwriting.
Yeah, they have 13 studio albums.
I was thinking like progressive pop. The pop is there though. That but it's good.
And they're saying that their lyrics in their first four albums has often led them to be labeled Christian rock, but the band's rejected them being Christian rock.
Yeah, I read that too.
Yeah, I mean, maybe on the early stuff, not in this. I don't see that here.
No, not here. I don't see any.
So this is their first record under Metal Blade. So this is the first time that they modified their creative methods by writing and recording the album together in the studio rather than coming together to record songs that the individual members had written separately.
Mm.
This is the first time they didn't have an outside producer.
The next two records
were the same way.
Man, I was reading somewhere. I forgot which one of these songs, but I don't know if it was Pinnick or the other guy who said that it's their favorite song. like the King, their favorite King's X song. It was one of the first two. Yeah.
Oh, they were on Woodstock 94. I didn't know that. I'm going to have to look that up.
Oh.
Did you know that? I didn't know
that. No. I have an inkling that they're probably good live.
Yeah, I'm sure they
could. I would think they're a pretty good live band.
Yeah. Well, I'm super happy. It's just weird that I was listening to some King X earlier, and then it just popped up.
But I'm glad to say, though... I do have to say that when the podcast started and I said something weird, it was kind of like this, you know what I mean? Where something we didn't really know and we didn't really expect to come up.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't expect this to come up.
I am.
No, but I'm happy it did, because this is, again, this is for me, I think, and you too, this is like a discovery.
Yeah.
Because as far as we're concerned, this never existed.
Yeah. And again, I've heard some other stuff and I tried and I don't remember it sounding like this. But again, this is late 90s. The other stuff is late 80s, early 90s. And I think they had a different vibe. So there could be people who listen to this and say, well, no, this isn't the sound that we like from them. But who knows? Yeah. And hey, anybody who listens to the podcast, and please chime in and let us know. What do you think?
Because we're probably wrong about lots of stuff. Yeah. Let's put the PSA out now. We know nothing about this band. We're just going about what we can read while we're doing this. You know, we're thrown into this thing. Just, hell, here's an album. Talk about it. Okay, we know nothing about them.
I mean, listen,
and I'm
we
sure
know
that some
like.
Of the stuff that we pull up, like on Wikipedia and stuff, is not 100% right. So,
yeah.
But we do like the record, though, so far.
Yeah, absolutely. There's
no songs I'm skipping on this.
No, I would definitely go back and listen to this. And I think these are the kind of songs that you like at first, and they grow on you more the more you listen to them. So
yeah, generally, if I like it like right off the bat, I'm going to like it later.
Yeah.
Whereas some other stuff could take a little time for me to like, but not in this case.
No, it's good stuff.
All right, so why don't you do your thing?
Yep, so we are part of the Deep Dive Podcast Network. Again, great bunch of guys. who do more individualized podcasts. So if you like bands like Queen, Maiden, Van Halen, Uriah Heep, Rush, like our buddies at Rush Rash, check them out. Probably more knowledgeable about the individual bands than we are. And, you know, you're definitely being for a good time and you know, definitely something to check out. So, Mark, where can they find us on the interwebs?
Rock Roulette Pod everywhere. Please subscribe, share our episodes, set your podcast player, whatever that may be, to auto download so you get every new episode we put out. And yeah, you might like some of the other podcasts because they're not as ADD as we are, probably. Because we have no choice, pretty much.
Yeah. We had a big discussion on the shared texting this week about our ADD and forgetfulness and so.
Yeah, so it's just one of those things where, you know, unfortunately, like, unless it's a band we know, we just get thrown into the fire. Here you go. You know,
hey,
nothing
listen,
about these guys here. Here's
fun.
An album. Oh, yeah.
You know, maybe 100%. If you guys are fans of ours, you discover the album with us. So,
yeah. So I'm sure some
maybe
of
you
have
we'll
heard
it.
This album.
Yeah.
And maybe some of you have. You've heard earlier albums. Who knows?
Yeah. I've been turned on to other bands from podcasts that I've liked where, you know, I like the guys and they kind of focused on one group and they kind of went off the standard and they started doing other stuff. And I was like, oh, you know what? These guys like it. Let me go check it out. So. Hopefully this will be something for the people who listen to us too. So,
yeah, no, it's super cool when we find something like this.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, totally agree.
So
very happy with it so far.
It's, you know, '90s, and you figure we would have listened to this, but no. I mean, again, they were always in my orbit somewhere. I've heard of King's X for a long, long time.
Yep.
But I didn't have the time or whatever to sit down and say, or I'm going to be forced to listen to this record. It's not like you're listening to one song. You listen to a whole side or a whole album in one shot. So yeah. It's a little different.
And I mean, rock radio was still a thing back then, right?
Yeah.
So you were fed other bands and stuff that kind of was more in your face. So more stuff that you would pay attention to. But I mean, I know if I heard this stuff back in '98, I would think I would probably have bought this record. If I had heard at least one or two of these songs, oh, this is pretty good. I think I'm gonna check this out. I'm gonna buy it. So I don't know.
Yeah,
the record
you have to have known that you're gonna like this.
Give it a little push. Exactly. Yeah. I definitely would have had this record had I heard at least one or two of these songs. So
yeah, they're good. I like them a lot.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm excited cool. for here's part two, side two
yeah.
next week. It'll be awesome.
Me too.
Hopefully, it continues with the good thing. I have a good feeling that it's going to continue.
Yeah, I don't have that sinking feeling. I don't think they're really going to let us down. So
I don't think so. All right, everybody, cool. We will see you next week.
Ciao, ciao.
Later.